I agree with everything John says. John is always right.
I now know the two teams that are in the Super Bowl.
The post game, as we promised, it'll be quick. Super quick political note, and then we'll go to a story that we were outraged by earlier today. Senator Gustavo Rivera was one of the New York State senators that I had on, and he, along with Dick Gottfried, who was another senator I had on, have proposed single payer in New York. So if in the general election they just pick up one or two. To be safe, three, because there's two IDC members. Well, then there's Felder. So four would be amazing, but one might be able to do it.
But also the power of the IDC being diminished. Maybe one of them will come over, you know, and
maybe all three, right, especially about, when they just saw a handwriting on the wall, and three quarters of their caucus got wiped out.
Yeah.
Right.
That's gonna be scary.
Yeah, so they are going to introduce Medicare for all at the state level. And we just got to pick up one or a couple of seats in New York against the Republicans, and it might actually happen. So it's interesting times.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I have a story. One quick note, just because I messaged Judah Friedlander, because I've been watching Fresh Off the Boat, and he's in it. Like in the second season, I think, he's in it. And he messaged me back, I've been watching the election coverage.
No, it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. So Adrienne Bell's running for Congress in Texas. She tweeted in the middle of the show that she was psyched that we mentioned her yesterday. And Brent Welder tweeted about an old school recently in the middle of old school.
Great community.
And sometimes-
Well, Brent Welder's old school.
Yeah, he's old school.
Should be on old school.
And then there's other people that I admire. Adam McKay's a great, great writer, a writer for all the Will Ferrell movies, The Big Short, etc. He sometimes tweets in the middle of the show, the live show. Look, when people are watching the live show, as you guys know, you're members, that's hardcore, right? And so that's pretty neat to have these folks. A friend of ours went to a watch party in New York and had them put up the Young Turks. And
that's cool.
So the whole watch party was watching the Young Turks.
At which watch party? For just
For progressives,
right.
Yeah, but it was a big one. He said it was on a big screen.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's great. You know, I started saying when on that primary night, the Bernie primary night when he won Michigan on the 16th of whatever it was, I forget what date, but it was in 2016. I was doing my story, my coverage from Bernie headquarters in Ann Arbor, and I walked in and. Big screen, the Turks, people, everybody knew me. I was there with another network. Everybody knew me from the Turks. It was really fun. It's, I mean, people just watch this everywhere.
That's awesome.
Nice.
And a friend of mine who's a progressive walked into like a Best Buy or something in Oklahoma, Young Turks on the big screen. He's like, wow, in Oklahoma.
That's pretty good, yeah.
So
somebody doesn't want to sell television.
We are legion. Okay, so John, story.
So this is an update, an unfortunate update to a story we've been talking about all week on the main show and on the Damage Report. Dallas police officer before this week had forcibly tried to enter the home of Botham Shem John. And the story keeps changing, so we have no idea what actually happened, because every time part of her story appears to be ridiculous, they came out with a new version the next day, but killed him. And so he died, and there have been ridiculous takes ever since then. NRA TV saying, you know, if he'd only been a law-abiding gun owner, maybe she would have been the one carried out in a body bag, which they totally would have been in favor of had that actually happened.
Right.
The NRA TV now officially on the record, kill cops trying to enter your home.
But that's actually not that not that different for right wingers. Remember, G. Gordon Liddy on his radio show said, if federal agents come to your property, make sure you shoot those jackbooted thugs.
And aim for the head, because they wear body armor.
That's right. He said, aim for the head.
Yeah.
And recently, the Bundy Ranch guys talking about killing federal government officials yeah. and cops.
Well, now we have an update. So Fox 4 News tweeted this out earlier. Developing search warrant. Marijuana found in Botham Jean's apartment after deadly shooting with a picture of him. Now, they did not put the sort of picture you'd expect. It's a picture of him wearing a suit and tie. But you might ask, what does the marijuana have to do with the fact that a rogue, out of control cop burst into his apartment and killed him? I don't know. Nobody seems to know.
And why did they search her place?
I mean, I don't know.
Why did they search his that way? Did they have a warrant to search his?
No, but wait, it doesn't make any sense. It's the scene of a crime. Of course you're gonna, the crime was he was shot and murdered.
Right.
So you would look at the apartment because it's the scene of a crime. It seems weird that, I don't think you need a search warrant for it because it's a crime scene.
I guess you're right.
Right? So, but if you did get a search warrant, wait, that's weird. What are you trying to find? I mean, the scene of the crime, you will see where's the blood, where did the bullet right. go? That makes sense.
Why are they looking through drawers?
Why are you looking through drawers?
You had a police officer explain what happened, right? You didn't have, I mean, presumably you're a police officer looking into the crime, right? And a police yeah. officer is telling you what happened, and she is the perpetrator of this crime or this shooting. Why are you going through his stuff?
I'm triple emphasizing this. Her apartment is the apartment above. I don't know what kind of, if she was intoxicated or whatever. She goes to his apartment by mistake, goes in. There's a dispute as to whether the door was open. She says it was open. Witnesses say there was loud banging, and she said.
And the video shows that the door cannot be left ajar. They close automatically.
Yeah. So it's okay. So she no matter how you slice it, breaks into his apartment and then shoots him and kills him in his own apartment. What on God's green earth would lead you to think that he would have something in his apartment that would have gotten her to do that? Like, there's no logical nexus there, right?
But,
so like, if it was that, hey, they were somewhere else together, and then they wound up in the apartment together, you might say, maybe they were going to get something. Maybe he invited her in, but he was going to get something from a drawer. No, yeah. He's minding his own business. She barges into his house and kills him. Yeah. So there's no sense in that at all. But even if you did all that, and you wanted to just, maybe you're making a case against her, which they are. They charged her with manslaughter. So maybe it's possible that getting the warrant was with good intent. Maybe. Okay. Why is that a news story?
Yeah.
Why are the cops even reporting it? Okay, but let's say, hey, look, they wrote it down on a form.
Well, you know why the cops are reporting it, to make him look less sympathetic in the eyes of some.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. But for the news outlet, his marijuana, did he also have Coors Light in his fridge? Who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, what, why? That's such
what kind of sneakers did he have?
Yeah, what kind of clothes did he have?
Every item he had in his apartment.
So, because what we do is, and yes, it's partly based on race, but it's also, when a cop shoots someone in America, he immediately becomes questionable. Right. So then we have to look into his life.
And there must have been a reason, by the way.
Yeah.
There must have been a reason. Because like,
most inexplicable one.
An illegal substance in the house means that you go break in and shoot him in his own home.
And so, marijuana is like a fucking beer, man. When are you gonna get it through your stupid heads?
Even if legally it's not, I like it better that it's not like a beer. It's still marijuana, it still has no bearing, and it should not be shared by a news station, and it shouldn't be shared by the cops. Because it doesn't matter. Even at its worst, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's say he had stolen hubcaps. Right?
Yeah, right.
How is that related to her breaking in and shooting him?
Not at all.
Because remember, she's off duty. She's not investigating anything. She had no suspicion.
Correct.
She just accidentally went to the wrong fucking apartment on the wrong floor. So what the fuck are we rifling through his drawers and talking about his shit for? And so
it's unreal.
So when the news outlet reports that, it makes him look like he had it coming, or he was in some way guilty or culpable in his own death. Will you please, for the love of God, stop fucking doing that? So every time somebody's shot, and it's often an unarmed black man, and it was an unarmed black man in this case. In his own home. Now we have to somehow declare him guilty.
Yeah, they tried with, and by the way, I've read that the officer has hired a PR team they're attempting to like talk her up at the media and everything. The first thing that they tried to say was that he had refused to comply with the orders she'd yelled at him. When he's in his home, she's in plain clothes. He doesn't have to follow any orders in his home. And that didn't play. So now they've moved on to marijuana. God only knows. Somebody's going to scrub, go through his Facebook. Maybe he had a scary picture at one point. Maybe also, they'll try that tomorrow.
Also, she's given like so many different versions of the story that we've heard, right, of what happened. On a search warrant, there must be a version that she, like, which version did they use for the search warrant? Because you have to have a report as to why you're going. So it's not just the scene of the crime thing. There, I'm sure there has to be a reason that's given. I'm curious as to what version.
Yeah, that door is a magical thing, that it was at one point fully closed, enough so that she tried to open it with her key fob multiple times. Then it was fully open, then it was left ajar. It has existed in every state of matter and position. just whichever one's going to get me off. Just the door was flying open. The door growled at me.
Right.
But he's dead the whole time, obviously.
Look, I'm of course more annoyed at turning the victim into somehow the accused, right? And it's just, it's unconscionable. They do it almost every time. And I get the cop's motivation. The reporters, for God's sake, you gotta be better than that. And they're just not. All across the country, when it comes to local television news, oftentimes they're fucking
they're not
bad.
All bad, and this is a particularly egregious thing, but they're not all bad. This shouldn't have been given to the news, and the news shouldn't have shared it this way.
But Michael, it's too often. Eric Garner sells loose cigarettes. Really?
No, I'm not. Listen, yeah. I know, but it's the blanket statement shit that
And then secondarily, it's a giant pet peeve of mine. Because you can get almost anyone on marijuana. Everybody in the fucking country smoking it, especially the young, right? So, hey, I forget if they did it to Trayvon. I think they did. Oh, it was reported that in 10th grade he might have once smoked marijuana. Oh, come on, man. It's just maddening as we legalize marijuana all across the country. But if we can find a way to smear someone. This is a wildly, wildly different case. But even the freak out over Elon Musk smoking a joint on Joe Rogan's show, the stock like plummeted. Now there was other factors that day too, but clearly people were spooked by it, and all the newspaper articles were like, oh, Elon Musk smokes a joint, oh my fucking God, right? He smoked a fucking joint, it's like having a beer. Like, would you be like, oh my God, Elon Musk had a Bud Light on Joe Rogan's show? Panic. How often do CEOs get hammered, blitzkrieged, right? All the fucking time, nobody reports on it. He took two puffs of a half a joint.
Such an overreaction. I understand why it's different than seeing a CEO drinking a Coors Light, because as time has gone on, you don't see a CEO, in 10 years, it won't be that big a thing. This is the first time anybody has probably seen a CEO on air smoking a joint. That doesn't happen a lot.
Oh, God,
it's uncommon.
Can you imagine if a CEO ever did coke?
It's remarkable, right? But by the same token, the overreaction's unbelievable.
Yeah, and Michael, you're exactly right.
Can I defend the overreaction? I think there are two reasons to overreact.
Okay.
One is that Tesla has dismissed employees for smoking weed, so I would attack him.
No, but none of the articles I read on the first day mentioned that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's one reason. The other reason is that he is a grown man smoking weed, and he is being really childish about the entire thing. Like, he has gone way too into it. He's acting like every 15-year-old I ever knew. He's making jokes about 420 and stuff. Like, dude, you're like 100. What are you talking about?
But first of all, I would too. second of all, he might be on the spectrum somewhere. And so he's a genius, obviously, epic proportions. But he's, sometimes there are reports that he acts childish, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about any of that. And look, guys, I get it. Doesn't happen often. It's a story. So if they covered it and we're like, whoa, that's interesting.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's a thing of note. Right?
Or look at this. Wow, look where we are today.
Exactly. That would be totally fine. Yeah. I'm not like, whoa, how dare you, right?
Nothing gets covered that way anymore, though.
Well, that's a fair point, too. But you read the headlines, the 10 of the headlines, and then you read the text of the article, and I I got all riled up, so I read a whole bunch of them, right? And they're all like, oh, this, you know, it's a grave concern, and you know, the you know, stock, the board is meeting, and like, what the fuck? Just that's unbelievable. Yeah. Over two puffs of half tobacco, half marijuana. It's nothing, nothing, but we can't get it out of our heads. Marijuana's dangerous. It's dangerous. Okay.
Hey, do you want to just very briefly play a little game?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Do you know the game?
Dude, Michael and I want to play really? A game. Nah. Okay, the first game is...
As long as there's no gambling on it.
There's no gambling. So this is a game that we've played on a few primary nights. How will different outlets talk about the election that we just experienced based on what we saw?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So first of all, CNN, what was their front page coverage of tonight's elections? Any idea?
Yeah, look, I'm going to say probably the same for almost all of them.
Yeah,
which is,
landslide.
Convincing victory for Cuomo as he coasts to a win. Progressives disappointed in stark losses.
CNN anchors Ken wins.
That's good.
Huge Cuomo win tonight.
This was a little bit of a trick question because they
Oh, the hurricane. What about the hurricane? It probably went led
most
the
of it's hurricane.
Hurricane.
Yeah, yeah. There's very little on the election. Yeah. It's tiny little print on the side. Cuomo easily defeats Cynthia Nixon.
How dare they?
Tish James to win New York primary, could be first black woman elected to state office. That's the entirety of it. No,
yeah,
no mention
by the way,
the
so that's a perfectly descriptive headline. Right.
As a matter of fact, we glossed over by not mentioning the fact that, yeah, Tish James could win a statewide office as an African-American woman. It's never happened.
Which has never happened in New York.
That's pretty historic.
Which is good. Like there's a huge asterisk there. There was
David
an African-American, yeah, there was an African-American governor, just didn't win. He was appointed when
That's not even an asterisk. I mean, she is the first one who could win statewide office.
But wait a minute, he was lieutenant governor. Doesn't that mean he had to win statewide?
He was appointed statewide. He was lieutenant governor by...
So he's the Gerald Ford of New York?
He's the Gerald Ford of New York, yeah.
Yeah. I'll just summarize some of these. Drudge doesn't care, nothing Drudge. Breitbart, basically nothing. It's all about Bob Woodward. Fox News has resistance challengers long shot bid to unseat powerful New York Dem fails.
Who right. had that?
That's Fox News.
Let's dig the progressive and dig the Dem at the same time.
Yeah. That's so it's man. This is a fun game. Anywhere you slice it, Politico is going to have a headline, and it's going to be the most sarcastic. Okay.
Well, I'm going to leave them for last. Huffington Post says Cuomo cruises, but left surge in New York.
That see now, good. Look, HuffPost is on the left, so they're giving it a left spin, but it's also true.
It's also true. Vox, it's not their main thing, and I don't think they did the big winners and losers like they always do. They've got a few things like Julia Salazar, Letitia James. Their headline for Matthew Iglesias is Andrew Cuomo has won himself another term, but his presidential aspirations are dead.
Ooh.
It's pretty strong.
Ooh, that is,
I mean, I don't think they died tonight though. That's why.
Yeah, maybe.
That's so strong, I'm not sure I even agree with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like his presidential aspirations, the other day we were talking about it, I was like, he's still thinking of running for president? So one, I think they were dead earlier. Two, I think that he has no chance. But I don't think tonight hurt him. I'm with Michael on this one. He had a bigger victory than you would have expected maybe a month ago. Mm-hmm. So if anything, it could potentially
bolster
it. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, it is interesting. Like we saw that poll, the 41%, and she ended up being closer than that, but not that much closer than that. And he really seemed to be taking it pretty seriously, considering that the polling had to be kind of similar. He spent $8 million. He debated her. Politico, it's not their big story. It's
Manafort's
just on the sides.
Their big story.
West Wing aides perfect a Trump survival skill, ignoring the tweets, which they have done. But theirs is Cuomo sails to primary victory with eyes to the White House.
Huh. So
they
first of
seem
all,
to think
that's funny. Yeah. The opposite, right?
The opposite of Iglesias. Yeah. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
So first of all, I was wrong. No digs on progressives at all. Totally a normal headline. But Politico is more establishment. That's why I thought they'd do a dig on progressives. But instead, since they're more establishment, they're like, well, Cuomo obviously going to the White House.
Let's focus on that. Cuomo wins first debate of 2020 primary.
He is not an appealing politician, though. So he has become less appealing, and I think that's his White House chances are gone.
Yeah, no.
He is a profound, you know, prolific fundraiser.
Look, guys, either I'm massively wrong or everyone else is pretty wrong. Okay, I think Bernie's going to win. I walked back, cakewalk to tough race, but he's going to win, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a, you know, there's whether it's Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, you know, it's going to be interesting. What's that?
Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, yeah. There's a pathway for others.
There's so many pathways for so many people.
Yeah, you know. But I am positive, absolutely positive, that the Cory Bookers and the Andrew Cuomos have no chance.
Well, I disagree, none. And I don't think they're the same at all. I don't think that you can liken them to, as the same figures that they cut in politics. You
know? Yeah.
And I don't think that people see them that way either.
Yeah, so we're going to find out.
We're going to
find out in probably a couple of months. Yeah.
I was saying I probably agree more with the conclusion than with the comparison. I also think, at least in the polls, Cory Booker, despite he's been really trying to get interest in his presidential aspirations, I don't think that he's doing very well in comparison to people like Gillibrand. Well, maybe Gillibrand, but Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris.
That's also myopic because you're ignoring other people from the other parts of the country. Not that you're ignoring them on purpose, but the conversation goes bigger than the tri-state area too. Mm-hmm. So there are other people that will run for sure, and that will make a difference. You know.
Okay. So last fun game. Okay. So I've got five people who are on the board. I think I've already said my final four that I think only those four have a chance of winning. But I'll concede that Biden, the fifth, has some chance. Like, I can't say 0%. That's crazy talk, right? But the final four are Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Kirsten Gillibrand. So I think those five have a chance. The big four have real pathways, okay? So the game is you name someone else and see if they can get above 0%. So, okay, I got Booker at 0%. I got Andrew Cuomo at 0%.
0% chance?
0% chance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And when
disagree. Like, I think Booker's got a huge chance. And
yeah,
I think
that's
Andrew
okay.
Cuomo's at 0%. So.
Yeah, no. You're wrong.
But how do you? I don't know what I'm trying to. I don't know what game I'm trying to play.
No. You're going to name a person.
Can I name a person?
And I'm going to see if any of them get above 0%. Because I might go, oh wait, now you know what? That is above 0%.
Who are your up people?
The Gillibrand, Harris, Warren, and Bernie Sanders, and Biden. Okay.
And Biden, right?
Yeah. Okay. Hold one more second. So how do we know if I'm right at 0% chance? They're not going to get zero in the primaries or the caucuses, right? No, it's a consensus. Like, no, they got blown out. They got Joe Lieberman, right? It turns out they had 0% chance.
They got webbed.
Yeah, they got chafed. Okay. No, I would say Martin O'Malley. Well, in the final analysis, did he have a 0%, 2%, or 5% chance, right? Maybe 2%.
Maybe.
Right? So, okay. Go ahead, John.
So I'm trying to come up with one because my first joke was going to be Jamie Dimon. And my second was going to be Michael Avenatti.
Yeah, well, look, he thinks he's running 0%, obviously.
John Delaney, Congressman John Delaney, who's running.
He is running.
The only person up with ads in Iowa right now.
Yeah. And people are talking about him 0%.
Okay, this is a random thing, and this is contingent on a bunch of things that haven't happened, but I could sort of see Andrew Gillum.
Oh, wow. No.
Okay. We're talking about he'd be 2 years into being the governor of Florida.
No, he'd do basically 1 year. I mean,
he'd be 37 years old.
I'm
just saying hypothetical, but look, governor of Florida could be something.
No, by the way, this only assumes Bernie's in. If Bernie is not in for whatever reason, then I open it up to 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. Then everybody's got a chance.
Russ Feingold.
He's not going to run. But if he does, 0%. But not because I don't love Russ Feingold and he's not a great progressive. He couldn't win it.
It doesn't matter if he can't win in Wisconsin. Santorum lost by 30 in Pennsylvania and came in second in the primaries.
Only because there was no one else.
Mitch Landrieu.
0%.
Merkley.
He's a wonderful guy. 0%.
John Hickenlooper.
0%. If there's less than 0%, Hickenlooper's in it. Klobuchar's in it. Iger for Disney CEO was thinking about it for a while.
Howard Schultz.
0%. Howard Schultz, there you go, you did it, not 0%.
Oh, well, okay, Oprah.
Not,
I can't say zero. Shit. Okay, that's two right there. Okay, I'll put them both at 1%.
Yeah. I disagree with you on Klobuchar. I disagree with you on Mitch Landrieu, too.
Yeah, I knew that you'd think Mitch Landrieu has a chance.
I don't think he has a chance. I mean, not zero. Not a chance. Yeah. Not zero.
Yeah, and look, of all those guys, if it goes like the progressives somehow split the vote like crazy and the other guys drop out and Mitch Landrieu's saying, like, I know why you have him higher, okay? Mm-hmm. And I have him higher than the rest, but still at zero.
I saw John Kerry talking about the possibility.
Oh, John Kerry
was
talking about
the possibility. He was saying that he hasn't. I mean, he didn't say no.
He's running.
Yeah. No, he definitely didn't bring it up.
Hey, everybody, I'm interested.
Let's what 0%. Tim Ryan.
0%. That yeah, no. Look, let's not even get into Tim. Okay.
Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey.
No, 0%. So, you know, look, he's a complicated character, but he was a Goldman guy. You're not going to win a Democratic primary of this day and age.
Tim Kaine.
The lowest out of all of them.
Mark Warner.
Could he go lower than Kaine? No, he'll come a tiny bit higher than Kaine. All zero, though. I hope Kaine runs.
This is a random question. Has Pelosi ever given any indication?
You know she's older than Bernie Sanders.
Oh, no, I know, but I'm saying back in the day.
She's never wanted to be president. She's never postured that.
Curious, because I've never seen
it. She always actually said when they were colleagues that Dianne Feinstein would be a better president than she would have at that time.
But okay,
when
they were all right.
I don't know.
Good enough.
I mean, I would say someone like The Rock, like celebrities, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are right. Like going, I hadn't thought of that as much. Going outside of politics gets you to interesting people.
Just a fun one, Joe Manchin.
Oh, yeah. It's zero, 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 zero. But out of all those zeros, I've now come to a conclusion. I thought you can't get lower than Andrew Cuomo. No, you couldn't get lower than Klobuchar. Klobuchar is no chance, in my opinion, okay? But you did get lower, Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine would be the Tim Pawlenty of the Democrats. He'd get run out of town.
Which makes Tim Ryan look one of the best Tims.
Oh, yeah. Tim Ryan's like killing the Tim category by default.
And I disagree with you on Hickenlooper a little bit, just that I think that he would.
In the old days, the Hickenloopers of the world had perfectly good chance. Governor in kind of a bluish state, moderate record. Yeah. In the 1990s, he would have stood an excellent chance. In this Democratic primaries, I don't think so.
I don't agree.
What about Dean?
Howard Dean, too late.
Way too late.
He has no constituency. The establishment doesn't really back him, and progressives don't back him anymore. Yeah. Okay, guys. I hope it was fun. Yeah. Okay, we gave him the best we got. Thank you guys for doing it. All right, we'll see you guys soon.